Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Gary texts in with the old chestnut. What do you call people who hang around with musicians? Drummers. Kaboom. Okay, time now for the watch list, our weekly look at the latest film and TV releases for the week ahead. And we're joined today by Dave O'Callaghan from the Here and Back Again podcast and arts journalist with the Irish Times, Nadine O'Regan. Welcome, guys.
Afternoon.
Thanks.
So a lot of good stuff here, so we'll rip through it. Dave, Wes Anderson is back with The Phoenician Scheme, which is in cinemas now. Is he back on form, or do you have to be a real fan for this?
Well, yeah, the good news is, if you're a Wes Anderson fan, we're back, baby. The last two, I felt, were a bit sketchy and too many sketches within sketches. But this is, there's actually a storyline. Okay. Benicio del Toro, Mia and Templeton and Michael Cera, and it's just funny, it's gorgeous, it's old school. I think it's his best since Moonrise Kingdom and The Grand Budapest. So if you like Wes Anderson, if you love...
And still with the aesthetic,
Sumptuous scenes, absolutely weird, quirky. His Rolodex of friends are all there again, they're all back appearances, but they're actually part of a storyline this time rather than just parts of his sketches. So
yeah, great.
I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. Highly recommended for Wezzies. And then Normies too could bail in.
Okay. The Phoenician Scheme, that's in cinemas now. Nadine, something a bit more gritty then. Tell us about this Irish film, The Flats, which is out now in selected cinemas.
Yeah, The Flats is a documentary made by Alessandra Silesia, who is Italian but lives some of the time in Belfast. And it's largely set in a tower block in New Lodge, a Catholic area of Belfast, and focuses very heavily on a guy called Joe, who has been through such traumatic times from being a kid growing up during the Troubles, and he looks back. He really hasn't. There's sort of a psychodrama playing out here of what it means to be traumatised as a young person and how to recover from that, and ask the question if you can recover from that. So the documentary is a very close-up examination of his suffering. He talks to his therapist, and also he speaks to his neighbours. One of his neighbours is Jolene, a singer, and she is a bright, sparky presence, but she's also had a very tough time in Belfast. She's younger. This documentary has won already a ton of awards. It's just come into cinemas, and you know what? There'll be some who will say, oh, you know, this is another sort of Troubles drama, but actually it's so innovative in how it presents the material, because they actually go back and reconstruct. So Joe's uncle was killed, murdered by loyalists when he was a very young boy, and they reconstruct his uncle's wake. And at a certain point, and it sounds very grim, but Joe climbs into the coffin, and the way it's done is so artistically handled and so deftly handled that it really brings you back.
It is a very big story, that whole story. There are
it's
a lot of Joes.
Brilliant documentary. It's called The Flats.
Okay. Dave, there's a new live action version of Lilo and Stitch in cinemas now. And look, it doesn't really matter what you say. This is going to be a smash, isn't it?
It does matter what I say, because I think it's absolutely gorgeous.
Is it? Yeah.
I loved it. The young kid, Maya Kealoha, who is Lilo. Like, she's 9, and she has to play this whole movie carrying it on her shoulders with a green screen and a fake Stitch in, you know, when she was acting. And she is unbelievable. Anybody who... Actually, the top tip here is, if you've seen the original Lilo and Stitch and you're thinking, oh, I'll watch it again before I go, do not go near the old one, because it's about 85% scene for scene shot. But do not get popcorn on your hands, because when you're wiping the tears away, your eyes will sting. That's what I heard. It is beautiful. You'll blub like a blubbing thing, and it's gorgeous. Okay. And I loved it, and that was brilliant.
Lilo and Stitch, and that's in cinemas now. Nadine, briefly, the Sex and the City spin-off, and Just
it is
Like
back.
That, back for its third season. I didn't sense a huge demand for a third season.
Do you
here,
know what? Like, that's the thing. Very mixed reviews for the previous series. And yet, you know, people love to watch. It's that Emily in Paris vibe. I would actually watch it almost with the sound off, just for the beautiful dresses alone, supported by Sarah Jessica Parker. And there's a new cast member. I'm led. It's a lot of the information is embargoed actually at the moment. But Rosie O'Donnell is now in the cast. Not allowed to say anything about her character, but she certainly adds to the drama. And look, myself and Dave were talking about this. You might hate watch it. You might cringe your way through it. Nonetheless,
they don't care as long as we're watching.
Yeah, okay. They don't care as long as you're watching. And if you liked the previous series, it's very much more of the same.
Okay, Sky Comedy now from Friday, and just like that, season 3. Dave, Nine Perfect Strangers is back for a second season. Oh, yes. I did like the first one, and it's Leanne Moriarty book and Nicole Kidman. You know, it's the kind of thing we like.
Yeah, well, the first
one sounds like
based,
this one's a
no,
dog's
the first
dinner,
one was
it?
Based on a book. This one is not. This is sponsored by AI, I'd say. It's moved to Austria. Nicole Kidman is there with her sketchy accent. Now they've added in Murray Bartlett, Annie Murphy, Henry Golding, Mark Strong. And it's a great cast, so you're going to get sucked in. Now I watched the first two episodes and I'm already going, what am I doing with my life?
But you're going to watch it.
Absolutely. Sirens on Netflix is a much better thing. But
love
this,
Sirens.
This is,
Sirens,
a knockoff.
Have you got to the
Lovers
end of Sirens yet?
We watched
it got a bit
sittings.
Silly at the end.
Doesn't matter. Megan Fahey is great in it.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
She's fantastic.
This is a knockoff White Lotus with Psycho Babble and Psychedelic.
Listen, that's practically all I watched these days. This is knockoff White Lotus. Okay, Nine Perfect Strangers, and that's back for a second season on Prime. Nadine, tell us about Little Disasters on Paramount.
That's out on Paramount, starring Joe Joyner and Diane Kruger, and it tells of an A&E doctor who winds up treating a 10-month-old child who's the daughter of one of her great friends, and she quickly realises that this little girl has been brought into A&E. We're told that there was a fall, but it's clear that it was after an MRI that it was actually a brain fracture that she suffered. And then the doctor has to decide whether or not to inform social services, bearing in mind that this little girl is part of her close circle of friends. So she does do that. And what unfolds is a bunch of four female friends trying to figure out exactly what happened, a lot of back and forth. And then there's that bit where the characters have their to camera moments where they're trying to say who did what. Is this the perfect mother, or did this mother do something? So there's a bit of a sort of a detective element to this. It's also very glossy. You know, these are people who have perfect, beautifully upper middle class lives, and everything's
so
been thrown into disarray.
With medical misadventure.
It is. Extremely, well made and watchable. Good acting, but it is a little bit formulaic.
Okay, Little Disasters on Paramount. I'm in. Dave, you always have something kind of offbeat for us, also on Paramount. What is Hysteria?
Oh, Hysteria. So basically, this was made for me and probably nobody else. It's it's heavy metal, 1980s, satanic cult paranoia, horror and gore, and Bruce Campbell is the sheriff. So there's a kind of a quarterback goes missing. The occult is getting blamed because of the heavy metal music and all that. So the band Death Crunch, these three kids decide, do you know what? We've about four fans. Let's pretend we're satanic worshippers. And then they up their game, but then they get blamed for all the things that start to happen. It is absolutely nonsense, but every episode is named after a classic heavy metal song. This is nonsense
adults.
For adults. Oh, it's gory as hell. And every episode is named after a heavy metal song. And obviously, Hysteria is named after a song. It's beautiful.
Hysteria, Paramount Plus. Nadine, before we go, you wanted to mention The Better Sister on Prime Video from next Thursday.
Yeah, The Better Sister has Jessica Biel in it and Elizabeth Banks, and they star as estranged sisters Chloe and Nikki in a kind of a twisty whodunit, and it comes from the 2019 novel by Alfred Burke. And it's, you know, in the first scene we discover Jessica Biel's husband has been, in the drama, her husband has been murdered, and suspicion is immediately cast on both her and her son, and her sister is parachuted in to try to assist, but they have a very, very fraught relationship.
Glossy or gritty?
Honestly, a little bit like it's not the strongest of the.
Okay.
It's glossy, but it's kind of more for people who are going to want to binge that kind of a series. But there are very strong series out in the moment in that vein. So we mentioned.
I know,
Sirens.
But we'll get to it eventually when we've watched the good stuff. It'll be there for us in about 2 or 3 weeks. The Better Sister on Prime Video. You know, you will end up watching it if you Prime Video. Okay, Nadine O'Regan and Dave O'Callaghan, thank you very much for that. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.